the Hallmarkies podcast. We are excited to be doing our last Christmas podcast, really, even non-Hallmark or Hallmark of the season. Aside from lists and stuff, this is pretty exciting. We're talking about the final week of non-Hallmark Christmas movies. And I'm film critic Rachel Wagner, and Amy is here.
Hi, guys. Woohoo! We're up. We're done. No more Christmas.
Ooh, deep breath. We did it. Oh, my gosh. Yeah. So, did you have a nice Christmas, Amy?
Yep. Had a good Christmas. Had fun. What about you, Rachel?
Mine was very simple, because I'm not really celebrating until my parents come back from visiting my sister. And so it was just very simple, but it was nice. It was relaxing.
Yeah. My big family Christmas isn't for two more days. So
Yeah,
that's when there's going to be like 20 people in the house and it's going to be crazy. So
but it was kind of fun. My sister got engaged.
Congratulations.
She actually proposed to her boyfriend. So she's the
modern woman.
I know, modern woman. So
good for her.
That was pretty exciting. And they've been together for a long time. So it was about time. It was very, very fun. So, so that was, she had an ornament of a diamond ring. Mm-hmm. And then the ring in there, and she gave him the ornament. It sounded pretty cute. So that was exciting. And just finished off the Christmas movie season and got some other work done. We've had some really good episodes, I think, of the podcast this last couple of days. And so, I hope you all have enjoyed it. And let's get busy talking about these movies.
All right, let's go. All right, so in this episode, we're going to talk about 8 movies. 2 from Up Network, Christmas Wedding Runaway and Baby in a Manger. 4 from Lifetime, The Christmas Temp, Christmas Love Letter, The Christmas Hotel, and A Date by Christmas. And 2 from Ion, 12 Pups of Christmas and Christmas Crush. I feel like that's a relief because on our last list, we had like 13 or 14.
I know.
And now it's only 8, so we reduced a little.
and, you know, we might not have technically reviewed every single movie, but I think we came close, and we certainly did more than any other podcast that I know of, so I feel pretty accomplished.
Yeah, I think the total of stuff you could watch was 170 new Christmas movies.
Yeah.
That was just made for TV. And I don't know, maybe I should go back and count and see how many we covered across all our podcasts, including Hallmark, off-network stuff from, like, movie theaters and stuff, and see how much Christmas content did we actually cover. Did we get close to 170? I would say yes.
I mean, I don't know. I mean, if that's has to be, the 170 has to be including some video on demand or something, because I watched 115, and there were only a few that just didn't come to my area, or I didn't. I mean, I came pretty darn close to watching all of them, but not including video on demand. But anyway, yeah, I know I personally saw and reviewed 115. So
I think I just hit 60, and this is this, or Rachel, I want you to guess how many Hallmark movies do you think I'm behind still?
I bet you have over 20.
No, I have 18. I have 18 left in Hallmark. Oh, I'm pushing through. Technically 17, because I've already seen the One Calls the Heart one, but
oh, yeah. All right.
But, yeah, I'm pushing through. And then I have a couple from when those 2 weeks I was off. There was, like, a couple that I recorded from, like, Lifetime and stuff that I really wanted to see. Like the one with the guy from Degrassi in it. I really wanted to see those two and stuff. Yeah. So those I have on my DVR, and I will be watching those ones. But I just didn't get a chance to watch them to cover for the podcast. Okay. Yeah. All right, my cat is trying to podcast right now. She's trying to rub her face against the microphone.
Oh, okay. Well, let's dive in and let's talk about these last 8.
All right. So let's start off with Christmas Wedding. Wow, I can't say it. Christmas Wedding Runaway from Up TV. What did you think of it, Rachel?
So this one was kind of bonkers, but I don't know if they made a lot of weird choices. Like even, and maybe this is just being nitpicky, but even I thought the like makeup and hair was kind of weird. Like, why does she have this like purple hair and why does she look so pale and white? And like, I don't know. I just thought this is weird. And I don't know if there was necessarily the payoff for these choices, but I thought the plot was kind of strange. Like she goes up to this, she runs away from her wedding because they're trying to making her wear this dress and she just feels really judged and all this stuff. And the whole time, like, it's so obvious that her sister is in love with her fiance, which is kind of a weird plot element, I thought. And then she goes up to her grandma's, which it seemed like she was perfectly close to that, to her grandma. So I don't understand why her grandma wasn't at the wedding.
Yeah.
Right? Well, like, she seemed like a fairly normal person, so I don't understand.
I think the grandma might not have been there, one, because she didn't approve, probably. I don't think she really liked that relationship. And two, it didn't seem like the grandma had a good relationship with the mom, so I think that's why she might not have been at the wedding.
I mean, this seems kind of weird to me. But nevertheless, so she ends up getting snowed in with her grandma, with her sister, and the fiance, and this other guy that she evidently had been in love with at one point, or what. And so it was this weird movie with these four people stuck in this, five people, including her grandma. And I don't know, I just thought this movie was kind of strange. And it had its moments, but it's like it couldn't decide whether to be dramatic or to be comedic, or I don't know. What did you think?
No, I completely agree with all of that. Like, this movie was bonkers. I'm like, what are they doing? The whole time I was like, okay, how long have they been together and not realized that the sister's in love with him? First off, like,
it was so obvious.
It was so evident. Like, I was, I'm like, are you kidding me? And then the grandma, And I agree about the hair. I was like, I think with the hair, they wanted to make her kind of a redhead because the sister was a redhead. Mm-hmm. But I'm not sure. That also could have just been the actress, the way the actress likes her hair, which that's cool. People do cool things with their hair all the time. I just don't know if it made sense because it appeared as if they were trying to make it look like she kind of had the same color as her sister's hair.
Well, yeah, it was weird because, like, if she's so acquiescing to all of these things, like having wear this wedding dress, family wedding dress, do all these things, like, why would she have that hair color? Like, I don't feel like it makes sense for her character, you know, that because she's being pretty submissive. And I just felt like, I don't know, the whole thing felt a little bit awkward and just like it needed some more rewrites. It needed to be sharper. It needed to either be funnier, like something like a Snow Bride or something like that, or it needed to be have a little more melodrama to it. I don't know. Yeah. It was just kind of like this weird it's one of those, like, it's just on the edge. If it had been slightly darker, it could have been a Hallmark or horror type scenario because they're all stuck in this cabin, you know,
on the farm. And I'm like, all right, who's gonna get the chainsaw out? Yeah,
these two guys that was so weird. and they're all just like, okay, you go with her, we're all gonna be happy. And I was frankly a little surprised that they didn't just have the reverend who they evidently abducted at the end just marry him, Seven Brides for Seven Brothers style. we've abducted.
Oh my goodness! I thought I was the only person who'd ever seen that movie.
Oh really? No, I love Seven Brides for Seven Brothers.
Oh, that is one of my all-time favorite movies. I love that movie.
It's so good.
My mom stole the VHS from me of that movie. She literally said, "You can't watch this anymore," when I was little.
What?
Yeah.
So that's a problem.
And yes, I'm old enough to know what a VHS is, okay? Anyway, yeah, what would you rate this Christmas Wedding Runaway?
Let's see. Where did I put it in my ranking of Don Hallmark?
Mine's like 55 or 56 out of 60 or something like that.
I guess I don't know. This is probably too high. I have it at 51 right now. I don't know why I put it that high out of 76. That's too high. But anyway, that's where it is at the moment. I'd probably give it, I don't know. I'd give it 2.5, I guess, stars.
Yeah, and I'm going to give it a 2.
Yeah, I don't know.
Hi, everybody. I'm Katie Segal.
And I'm Kurt Sutter.
And welcome to our new podcast called Pi, People, Influences, and Experiences.
Yes, it's sort of the get to know you at a deeper level, the who, what, when, where, and why you are, rather than what it is you do.
Absolutely. We're not going to talk too much about what people do. We just want to know about their families, where they come from, you know, what shapes their parenting if they have kids, what shapes their marriages if they're married. We just want to be really nosy. We want to get in there.
A deep dive into nature and nurture.
And we started it because there are a lot of people that we don't know that we are curious about.
Right. And I have no friends. So for me, it's, you know.
Trying to get them out of the house.
Listen to it on whatever you listen to. Podcasts on?
Yeah, podcast, homecasts.
Your podcasting apparatus? Watch it on the YouTube.
He's aging himself.
Alrighty. Alright, well, let's move on to the next up movie. We have Baby in a Manger. So what did you think? And this one actually came out on Christmas Eve. I think that it was the only network premiering a Christmas movie on Christmas Eve.
Yeah.
So what did you think of that one, Rachel?
So I thought this movie had its heart in the right place. The core idea is fine, but I thought this one was really poorly made. I thought that it had so many spots that were sloppy that it almost made me laugh at times. I thought that the acting was not great. And I thought that just pretty much every aspect of the filmmaking, I thought was pretty poor. And I didn't think that I don't know. I felt like they created all this conflict between the two people because, you know, she was the child services and he's the police officer or whatever, that just wasn't believable in that situation that they would be like fighting it out over whose department was the most like,
yeah.
What? And then when it became like romantic, I didn't buy it. And I don't know. I just felt the whole thing just felt, this is one that kind of felt cheap to me. And I admit it. I was just distracted by what I thought was some pretty poor filmmaking. So this one wasn't my favorite.
Yeah, I agree. It kind of had that, like, student film type of vibe.
Yeah, it really
to me,
did.
Which, I mean, isn't always bad. Like, some things that are student films, like, even with the quality, they can be the best movies. But it, like, kind of the way some of the things were done, I was like, okay, that was, like, kind of a little student filmy type trick.
Yeah.
But I really enjoyed the story. I really, really did. Uh-huh. And I just wish it would have been produced a lot better, but I liked the two of them, their chemistry. The baby was adorable, in my opinion. Mm-hmm. And I don't know, I just thought it was a really cute story. And then it got a little, I mean, obviously this movie would probably not be on Hallmark just because it had a teen mother and
right,
the whole like giving the baby away storyline and leaving the baby at the church and things. I for what it was, I think they did a good job, and I enjoyed the storyline. I thought it was cute. I liked the main couple. My least favorite part was probably the whole part of them arguing in the like precinct in the, yeah, like I didn't enjoy that very much, but yeah, I thought the story was cute. The beginning was better than the end of that movie. Mm-hmm.
I feel like this would have benefited from being more of an outright faith-based film.
Yeah.
Because I don't know. I just felt like it needed that kind of spiritual grounding to the whole thing, especially if, because it starts in this, you know, nativity and he's, and the baby's, you know, there for, in place of Jesus. I think it would have helped if it had been a little bit more, I don't know, a little bit more.
Yeah, and like, especially because she was playing Mary. So in the beginning, I'm like, oh, this is going to be super faith-based.
Yeah.
Like, she's literally playing Mary in the play, and it was kind of more, it felt like both of them were more like casual churchgoers. And I'm like, well, the casual churchgoers aren't normally in the play.
Like, right, playing Mary, too. Yeah, that's a good point. Like, when I say that it's got sloppy filmmaking, here's an example that made me laugh. When he's at the church, and he's inspecting whatever, the nativity scene, and the reverend, or pastor, or whatever, comes, like, up close so that he can see him, obviously. And he's like, oh, sorry, I thought you were the kids. I thought you were some of the kids. And I'm like, he's obviously a grown man. What is going on? Like, just kind of sloppy, where it's like, they didn't, there's just so many things that don't really make sense. And that I was just like, you're looking at him. We see you looking at him. And why are you saying he looks like a child? He's obviously a grown man. And so I don't know. Maybe it's just a little bit of fatigue coming in on this, in these kind of quality movies. But yeah, I have it at 59 or 69 in my ranking. And so I probably would give this one 1.5 stars.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I'm going to do 2.75. I really did enjoy the story, so.
Okay, cool. Good.
All right. So, moving on to Lifetime. We have the first one, The Christmas Temp, which stars one of my favorites, Robin Dunn. So, what did you think of that one, Rachel?
So, I started out really liking it because I thought that his sort of exuberance for Christmas was really funny. Like, I loved when she did the like cheesy Christmas and he got super excited and he's like, oh, this is Christmas. And I thought that was really cute. I hated, and I know you're supposed to kind of hate it, but her like artistic dead tree Christmas was the ugliest thing I've ever seen in my life. That was awful. And she was a little bit irritating for me, of being this kind of tortured artist and just take me off of the assignment. And you're just like, what is wrong with you? Like, you've made a commitment. You need to do it. And she was a little whiny for my taste at certain points. But there was also some, I thought it was kind of a creative story. And I thought that I do agree that Robin Dunn was super charming in it. And I was in the middle on this one. I thought there were some nice moments, and I think the final art was passable. It didn't like wow me, but it seemed possible. It seemed like a plausible art installation for a hotel. I don't know. I guess I bought it enough. But I don't know. What did you think?
I definitely like the beginning more than the end also. I just thought it was strange, the whole idea of putting an art installation in a hotel lobby that kind of took up the entire hotel lobby. Like, there wasn't a lot more room for, like, hotel lobby things, and I was a little confused by that.
Yeah, it was kind of strange. But the way that they did pull off the final installation, it felt like, okay, this is, to me at least, it was believable that this would, and so he's going to get the chance to go to, what was it, Paris or Rome or someplace like that.
Mm-hmm.
And to run the hotel. And I didn't really understand why she didn't, at the end, why she wasn't like, sure, take the job upgrade, because yeah. She's an artist. She can do that anywhere.
Exactly.
Like, why does she have to be in this town? I thought that was sort of weird. And he's like, oh no, don't worry. I refused the job. And it's kind of like, why?
Yeah, exactly. It was weird. I did like them though. I think they had good chemistry. But that was the only good part of this movie for me.
They did, but she was so irritating. Like,
yeah.
Especially when she quit, I was just like, oh, you're the worst. You're so selfish. I mean, mm-hmm. and also that was so selfish with her sister being involved, and with her, her promise to, you know, this guy and to the hotel, and to just to be like, oh, find someone else. It's like, what?
Yeah.
You're an adult. And, but I don't know. What did you think of the whole wishing bulb thing?
That was just weird.
Mm-hmm.
I was like, what is?
Well, what? Yeah. Cause it's like, how could she know that it hadn't been changed out? Because bulbs don't last that long. Like,
yeah.
But so it was kind of weird. Like, I appreciated that it felt a little bit different to me. Mm-hmm. Felt like, oh, this is not a typical story. It didn't follow the typical beats. But yeah, that can only take you so far when you have an insufferable character who
yeah.
is very selfish and kind of expects everyone to just kowtow to her artistic desires or whatever. Like, as an artist, you're still running a business. Like, you still need to, you know, you need to honor.
You need to make a living. Like, you can't.
And if you've made, just as a good person, like, you need to honor the commitments that you've made.
Yeah.
And do you agree with me that that dead tree thing was the ugliest thing you've ever seen in your life?
Yeah. That was awful.
It was, I mean, again, it was supposed to be kind of awful, but also, like, I feel like I should have been able to see kind of her artistic style, you know what I mean? But it
mm-hmm.
oh my gosh, it was hideous. And there wasn't like a artistry to it. It was just like, it looked like junk. It looked like garbage.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was so ugly. It's just like,
I was so confused.
Yeah. I don't know. But I did start out, I was like, oh, because I loved how excited he got about Christmas. And I thought, oh, this is going to be a fun dynamic, because usually you don't have the man that's that excited.
Mm-hmm.
No?
But, yeah.
So I thought, oh, this will be fun. Like, she'll be kind of the more, she'll be this artistic one, and then he'll be the more, like, traditional kind of tacky one. But it didn't, I don't know. It was weird.
What can I say? So what would you give it ranking-wise?
I mean, I have it at 42, which probably is a little bit generous. I don't know. I'd give it 2.75.
Yeah, and I gave it a 2.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I get that. It was a weird one for me. Hard one to rank.
Yeah.
But anyway.
All right, on to Christmas Love Letter. What did you think of this one?
I loved this movie. I thought it was so good. I loved the whole, I mean, the whole concept of the letters is always just a romantic concept. And I thought the guy was so dreamy and good. Mm-hmm. And I liked the little girl. And I loved the ending. It was so good. And I don't know. I really enjoyed it. I thought it was really classic.
It kind
of reminded me of A Runaway Bride at times. I don't know if you've seen that.
Mm-hmm.
Roberts.
Yeah.
Yeah. Just especially the scene with the hot cocoa.
Yeah.
Trying out. That was very similar to the, what is it that she's trying to figure out what she likes? I think it's, I can't even remember anymore, but there's a similar scene like that in Runaway Bride.
Yeah, she likes the hot cocoa with 3 marshmallows.
Oh, it's how she likes her eggs.
Oh, okay.
In Runaway Bride. She tries all these different kinds of eggs because she just says whatever her person she happens to be dating, she says what their favorite eggs are. And so she has to try. She tries a bunch so she can finally say, oh, this is the kind of eggs I like. And so it was a similar scene. And because this character played by Ashley Newbrow, she has to, she just kind of becomes whoever the boyfriend wants her to become. And you have this whole, and then she gets this letter and from a past love. And so she's trying to figure out who it is that sends the letter. And it's this, of course, this BFF guy.
Yep.
And I felt like it was pretty believable because it's not like they were friends, mm-hmm. but not like, we'll talk about another one coming up. It's not the kind of BFF guy that's like in her daily life all the time. And is yeah, always exactly. Like, it was more cause sometimes that's just like, come on. But this, it was a good friend that she grew up with, but had kind of lost some contact mm-hmm. with him. And so I don't know. I felt like that was pretty believable that she wouldn't immediately think of him. And but he was just kind of sweet and patient, yeah. Nice. I don't know. I really liked it. I thought they had good chemistry, and yeah, the ending I thought was so good. It was so swoon worthy. I don't know. Did you like it?
Yeah, I loved this one. I yes. really enjoyed it. I loved the daughter. I thought she was so like witty. Yeah. And funny. There was like this moment where they were sitting on the couches and she's like, all right, I'll be right back. Now you guys catch up about the good old days or something like that. And it was just so adorable. The only thing I did not like about this movie that I thought was just kind of like a, why is this there? The thing about the dog, like that was obviously just a dog that was really quiet.
Oh yeah. I forgot about the dog, but yeah, that was weird.
What I was like, they could have not included the thing about the dog at all, and the movie would have still been fine.
Like, yeah, if they wanted him to just have it be a generic toy that
yeah.
embedded or something. That was really weird. If you're listening and you don't know, he supposedly had invented this toy dog that was very responsive or whatever to things, and it was obviously a real dog, so that was very weird.
Mm-hmm. And it was just like this dog, I don't know what like the handlers were doing behind it, but it was like this dog was kind of just like having to stay as still as humanly possible.
Yeah.
And it just looked like the dog was uncomfortable.
Yeah, it did. That's very true. I forgot about that. But yeah.
And I was like, poor dog, it's just like, stay as still as you can. Pretend you're a robot. It's a dog. Okay, come on.
That was really weird. You're right. That was a mess. But everything else I really enjoyed. And like you said, it's the kind of classic sort of romantic comedy storyline of the, you know, the reliable friend who you've kind of taken for granted. Mm-hmm. And but that ending speech, I just thought was so good.
Oh, and, yeah, it was gorgeous.
And, we, you know, he says something to the effect of like, we've never really gone beyond the friends dynamic, but it's long past time. And like, oh, so good. Mm-hmm. And so, yeah, you're right though. That dog was terrible, but I'm glad you liked it. I felt like it was like fairly reasonable that the guys that she picked as, oh, maybe it's this person, maybe it's this person. She goes on a couple dates with the jock guy who pretends it was him who wrote the letter. And then you're right, the little girl from the very beginning was like, no, it's not that guy. Like, what are you doing? Seemed to have it all kind of figured out. She was the smartest person in the room.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So I have this at 16. So I really did enjoy it quite a bit. I would give it 3.75.
Yeah, I gave the same thing, 3.75. And also, I have lost track. I can't find it on my list anymore. How do you really keep track, Rachel? I literally can't.
You got to get a Letterboxd account.
I have a Letterboxd account.
Well, that's how I keep track.
I can't. I literally can't find, I must be looking right at it and I just am reading over it. Okay, anyways, it's on there somewhere. It's high up. It's on the list. Okay.
Okay, good.
All right. Yeah. So let's move on to The Christmas Hotel. I didn't get a chance to see this one, so what did you think of it, Rachel?
This is pretty basic. Like, it's perfectly harmless, but it's your, you know, your story of your big city, girls move to the big city, ends up getting a job to run this hotel that they're building in the town where she grew up. And it was kind of weird because, like, the hotel is almost finished when she arrives, and there's all these, like, protesters and stuff, and it's like, you're probably a little late here on the protesting or whatever. And they're like, we don't want your hotel or whatever. And it's like, it's here. They've finished building. So what are you going to do now? Just going to be vacant? What? Your protest makes no sense. And the other thing too is that pretty much every single person is able to be sort of won over, I guess, by the fact that the hotel ends up hiring them for one thing or another. And it's like, okay, so your protest was even more stupid because here, evidently, you needed a job. So the guy is, they were high school, they knew each other in high school, but they were just too nervous, I guess, to ask each other out. They say that they had a crush, sort of at a point where they're talking. They're like, I had such a crush on you in high school. And the other says, oh, I had such a crush too. But we're too scared or whatever to do anything about it. He's a chef. And even though at the beginning he's leading the protests, he's won over completely right away when she offers him a job as the chef for the hotel. And so not the most committed of protesters. And same thing, his sister, and she hires her to make a painting of the town. And they decide to make it the Christmas Hotel. So she has this dream of running a hotel in Rome. That's her big dream. So, of course, you can imagine the conflict, the ending, when they actually are going to sign her to Rome, but she's, like, been won over by the little town. Like I said, this is very basic. There was the bizarre scene where they go to get a Christmas tree, and they have these antlers that are inflatable. And there's, like, a ring toss game, and she's wearing the inflatable antlers, and he's, like, tossing rings onto her. It was the weirdest activity I've ever seen in a Lifetime movie.
I think I've actually played that game before.
I mean, you're a college student, so it kind of makes sense. Like, it seems like the kind of thing that...
Well, no, I've played it, like, with my younger, like, my nephews. Like, the... In inflatable antlers that you put on the head and then you like play ring toss.
The weirdest.
I got that for Christmas a few years ago.
Really?
Yeah, that's, it's a weird game. Like the kids play with it. Like, it's a kids game.
I guess with kids. I guess it seemed like something that drunk college students would play to me.
Okay, so you think I would play it?
No, I don't think that you would play it drunk. I just think you. It would have been in your circle or whatever. I don't know.
I have attended zero college parties. Okay. You can ask any of my college friends. They think I'm a hermit. Okay. I sit in my house and watch Christmas movies all the time.
And I did find it on Amazon. I was like, this is so strange. What on earth?
Right? It's fun. When you have like 7 kids at Christmas and they're just all like hanging out, getting them to throw things at each other is kind of funny. Especially when they're like, you know, they bounce. Like, they're not hard. It's not like you're throwing something hard at someone. You're just playing ring toss. And the kid can, like, move around, and it's funny.
I just thought it was a strange flirty activity. I had never seen it before. I was like, what is going on? But anyway, I guess it's super fun, and I've just missed it all these years. This is all filmed in Utah, so that's always kind of fun to see. But... it was just basic. It was totally basic, but pleasant. Not, you know, it's just every beat of it is stuff that we've seen before, but it was all fine. I enjoyed it well enough, I guess. So it would be a good background movie if you were just like doing Christmas stuff and you wanted a pleasant, you know, Lifetime movie. I have it at 52 in my ranking, so I would give it 2.5 stars.
All right, 2.5. Okay.
Yeah.
I type it. I don't know if anyone knows this, but I've been typing in our rankings on our spreadsheet. So if so, like Rachel can go back and look at them, but yeah, I've been keeping track. All right, so the next one on Lifetime is A Date by Christmas Eve. Rachel, what did you think of this one?
So, I think you go first, because I'm curious. Okay. This is the one that I thought you would really like, so I'll be curious to see if I'm correct.
Really like? Yeah, this thing is bonkers! Like, I liked it because it's ridiculous!
I thought you would like it because the lead seemed a little bit younger than some of the other ones, and because it had Christmas magic.
It did, but I'm so done with the cell phone thing.
Oh, I'm like, a cell phone app.
Yeah, I'm like, what is with this? Can't we just have good old days where you meet someone in a coffee shop or while you're bowling? I don't know why bowling came to mind. But why are you bowling? I don't know anyone who's met while bowling.
Like, I didn't love this movie, but it did seem like something you would like to me, because
bonkers. I was like,
I thought you would like that aspect of it. The thing I didn't like about this movie is she was so clueless. I mean, come on. Like, to have no idea that this guy, this BFF, was into her is just defies any kind of plausibility. I mean, come on.
He lives next door to you, girl. Like,
he lives next door and he does everything for her. And you know, finally she realizes at the end that she's taken him for granted. But I did really, I thought the Christmas magic was fun. I liked Morgan Fairchild was really good. I thought as Mrs. Claus and as just this sort of flirty, I thought she was funny. Like, I've had my time on the naughty list kind of a thing. And I like that. And the whole idea of, it's obviously nowhere near as great as Christmas Perfection, but the one thing, it was sort of similar, is the idea that she's trying to make people the way that she thinks they should be and make their choices for them. And then how that doesn't really turn out the best.
Yeah. Like
she thinks, oh, her roommate needs more confidence. So that's what she wishes on the app. And then it ends up kind of working, sort of, but because it's not her roommate's choices, it ends up backfiring on her. It's the same, and she kind of does that with everybody, and it ends up kind of blowing up in her face. And I thought that was pretty good. I liked that, and I did think they actually had pretty good chemistry. The downside to me was, she was just so stupid. It was really hard for me.
Yeah, like, the thing is, the whole time, it was like she was trying to just change everyone else. Mm-hmm. And that bugged me a little bit. And just the way she did it, like, through a dating app, calling people naughty or nice. Like, it reminded me of a Hot or Not app, where you, like, rated how hot someone was, and then they'd have like an ultimate score that was like a combination of everyone's.
Yeah, I mean, it was
hot or not, and it just, I didn't like it. I don't like dating apps. I'm so done with dating apps in these movies. They're not a good plot device.
I'm okay with dating apps as a plot device personally, but it was basically like a version of Tinder.
Yeah.
But with a Christmas kind of theme to it. And then there was the whole thing with her colleague, which the colleague stole her idea.
Mm-hmm.
But then she makes her have to tell the truth.
And that was funny. That was funny.
Yeah, and she ends up getting fired, but then she feels bad that she's fired, so she ends up giving her bonus.
Which the lady doesn't need and brings it back because her husband's rich or whatever. I'm like, what?
I was okay with all that. I thought that was all pretty, I don't know. I thought I liked that. And I and then also with her friend, because she tells her friend that she that her friend can date this BFF guy. Mm-hmm. But then it turns out when she does, she gets really jealous. So I don't know, all those things I liked well enough. It was just the downside to me. I thought everything with the plot was cute to me in this. I liked the plot. I liked Morgan Fairchild as this Mrs. Claus. That was fun. Mm-hmm. I liked the Christmas magic. I thought that was good. I just thought she was so stupid. That was the downside to me, was that her character was just so stupid. And but I did think that you would like it, because I thought that they seemed younger, a little bit younger than the typical casting, and and I thought you would like the Christmas magic.
I mean,
because it's in an app, you didn't like
it. It was cute, but I was just like, I was sitting there the whole time and going, do you know how to talk to people? Like, do you know how to interact with other human beings? Yeah.
I did also like the whole thing with them looking at the stars.
That was cute.
Was cute. So, I don't know. It was a mixed bag, I guess, of a movie. But overall, I liked it. I'm going to give it three. I'm going to give it 3 stars.
Yeah, I'll go with 3 also.
Yeah. I have it at 35.
I don't know. I give up on my list. Okay. I will figure it out eventually and post it on Twitter. Anyway.
Yeah.
All right. Let's move on over to Ion. All right. Yeah. First one on Ion we have is the 12 Pups of Christmas.
Yes. What'd so this movie, like, what a weird movie. So the whole idea is that she ends up, like, the first 20 minutes, weren't you just like,
what?
Parallel universe? Because she ends up getting dumped at the altar by her boyfriend, who is sleeping with her best friend.
Yeah.
And I'm like, that's a lot. That's a lot for one of these kind of movies.
Yeah.
What? And she has the most adorable dog. Her dog was so cute.
So cute.
And she's evidently a dog therapist, I guess, which is a thing.
Thing. I've been told to take my cats to a therapist, and I kind of just look at them like, why?
And she gets hired by the sister of the head of this company that makes these GPS units for dogs. Mm-hmm. And they, I don't know, the whole conceit of how she gets hired. And I guess she does kind of say, why did you hire me? Like over and over again, but it was still kind of like, what's going on here? It was like and she's seen people from outside the company, but it's like she's a consultant for the company. She's still a therapist. It was weird.
I don't know what her job title is.
No, because it seemed like she was a consultant for the product, but she was still having an active practice or something. It was weird.
But when she came in originally, like, he was like, oh, get rid of these 12 dogs for me. Like, that was his only intention, was, like, get rid of these dogs.
Yeah.
I don't think he actually had a job for her.
Well, no, because he was like, why did my sister hire you? And then it seemed like the only reason his sister hired her was because she thought she wanted this lady and her brother to hook up,
which is weird.
It's really weird. And I don't know how she would know that from the application process.
Exactly. Like, did she go on LinkedIn and go, I'm going to find a wife for my brother? Like, through LinkedIn?
It was weird. And, and so she's taking care of it. Then the other thing that was so weird about this movie was her friend who had cheated on her shows up, even though she'd moved 3,000 miles away across the country. And her friend shows up, her ex-friend, and wants to apologize and make everything right and stuff. And she ends up, like, living there. And I'm thinking, isn't there anyone else that you can be friends with? This is so weird. What is going on? Like, why on earth would you come back And I mean, are you that desperate for friends? What? And so that really fell flat. I thought there was some cute scenes between the two of them, with him being the kind of scared of dogs person, and her. There was like a few flirty scenes that were fun enough, and it definitely gets a little PG-13 for our these kind of movies. that whole scene in the hotel was pretty exciting. But yeah, I mean, I just thought this one was just the most bizarre premise, and it was one of the most unbelievable of these movies that I've seen. It's just the whole time you're thinking, what is going on? I also thought it was pretty poorly made. It had some fun melodrama, you know, like I sometimes like in these movies, but I kind of wish that someone like Christopher Russell had been in this, because he's so great at playing like the kind of I don't know, the kind of suave like really attractive guy. Kind of, I feel like he's best at playing sort of a movie star kind of type role. I think he would have been funny as either the ex or the this running this company. But it wasn't the best movie, that's for sure. But
yeah, I was so cute, so confused like the whole time. And I watched this one with my mom, and out of all the ones to watch with someone else, my mom the whole time was like, is there something better we could put on? I was like, oh goodness.
It kind of felt like every single character was in a different movie.
Yeah.
Right?
Yes, totally.
Yeah, it did.
Yeah.
And so, yeah, this one was pretty bad. I have it right now at 63 out of 76. So pretty low. But yeah, I'd give it 1.5 stars.
Oh, I'm going to give it a 1.
Yeah. It is pretty bad.
It's so pretty, yeah. Oof. Pretty bad. Now, on to the next one. Okay.
Our last one.
Yes. All right. So now we have Christmas Crush from Ion with, again, Robin Dunn. What do you think?
So this one, I thought it had nice elements, but it just completely went off the rails for me. So I wish it had just stuck to her little crush with the Robin Dunn character, because boy, did that neighbor character get on my nerves and was so grating. And really, this was a true Hallmark of horror type movie, because
yeah, it was.
It really was a horror movie. So she makes this wish or whatever, that she can, that her neighbor will fall in love with her. But she's, of course, talking about the Robin Dunn character, not talking about this other guy who ends up asking her out on a date. And they had known each other previously. And he just is so much. Like, he is basically stalking her and won't leave her alone. And I just... even if she's on another date, he's like there.
Yeah. I would have called the police very early on in this movie if this guy kept following me around.
Yeah, he was very annoying. And I think it was supposed to be funny. And I can see how other people might think it's funny. But to me, it was just irritating.
It was funny to an extent. And then it just got to a point where I'm like, okay, this is starting to get scary. You need to call the police or have some, like, restraining order or something, because it was funny at first, and then it got to a point where I'm like, this is stalking and creepy.
Yeah. And it also hurt the kind of chemistry between her and the Robin Dunn character, because they weren't ever able to be swoon-worthy, because you got this insane person that's always there all the time. And so, yeah, this one was a big miss to me. And, I don't really have that much nice to say about it.
Well, taking aside the crazy neighbor, like, that was not good.
And it was a lot. She was in the movie a lot.
Yeah. I liked their chemistry, and I thought they were cute together, and the main two, and I thought the other neighbor, the older lady neighbor, I thought she was funny. I thought she was a funny ass part of the movie. But yeah, yeah, the neighbor ruined it, kind of ruined it for me. I wish almost it would have, he should have taken it like 10 steps down, that neighbor. But I do have to say, whoever that actor is, well, he can play creepy.
Yeah, I mean, he went for it. He did. Yeah. He did everything he could with the role, but oh man, it was very annoying.
I feel like there was a way to do it without making it look like there's a someone stalking her. Like, I feel like there was a different way of doing it. Also, like, I don't know if this...
It should have just been sort of a little kind of vignette, like a little yeah. story of, like, a funny date or something like that that she had. Because mm-hmm. and that would have been fine, but it just went way too long to the point where you're just like, oh, I hate yeah. this guy. He's so annoying. And it just made it so you couldn't have any time with them and them together. And so, I don't know. I think it was just too much.
Yeah, it definitely was. And I don't know if this bugged you, but 100% the hallway they filmed in was a hotel.
Yeah.
And it kept bugging me that, like, there was, like, they put, like, key jingling sound when it was so completely obvious that they were just putting the card up to the sensor.
Right. Yeah.
Because it was a hotel.
Right.
For this hallway. And I'm like, also, there is no way any of those apartments are fitting in those little tiny spaces. That's not happening.
Yeah. I did notice that too. That
was logistically weird. I'm like, also, come on, just make them this. If they have the swipers, just make them the swipers. Stop making the little fake key jingling sound. Like, right.
Yeah, this one wasn't super well made. It was pretty cheap, and that can be done well, obviously. But mm-hmm. yeah, I don't know, it wasn't my favorite. It was just that the neighbor was the big problem for me. I just found him so irritating and creepy and not good. So I have this at 72 in my ranking. Mm-hmm. I'll give it a one, I guess, star, I guess. Maybe a half star. I really didn't care for this
one. Oh, wow. I'm going to give it a 2.5 because I did like the ones that should have been falling in love. I love the two of them, okay?
But they hardly ever got any time together.
I know.
And he was always interrupted by this other guy.
Creepy guy.
That was my problem. But, yeah. But anyway, there you go. So that's it. That's our last go out with a bang, huh?
Woo! Hopefully we were more positive in this one, because I feel like the reviews from the last episode was just like, Rachel and Amy hate everything.
Well, you know, we really liked Christmas Love Letter. That was so good.
That was a great one. And the rest of these movies, it's not we didn't dislike all of them. It just some of them were so ridiculous beyond belief.
Well, I feel like they saved these the end of the season. You know, they kind of that's sort of the last ones. They put the really really good ones up higher.
Mm-hmm.
You know.
Because like Up started out so strong this year.
Yeah.
Yeah, and then like Lifetime, there was some good ones sprinkled in between. I don't think they had like a strong week or anything, in my opinion, like a super mm-hmm. strong week. And then I don't know about Ion. They only started putting out movies like 2 weeks ago, so.
I think that Lifetime had pretty good. I have in my top 10 non Hallmark. I have, I don't want to give away my whole list, but I have 2, 4, 5 Lifetime movies.
I don't even think, in my top 10, I only have one Lifetime movie.
Non-Hallmark? Really?
Yeah.
Wow. Yeah. Interesting.
Yeah.
Okay. So it was pretty good for me. I only have in my top 20, I have just 2 from Up. My highest in my top 20 from Up was A Christmas Movie Christmas and mm-hmm. The Christmas Chalet.
I didn't watch Christmas Chalet, but I have 3 from Up in my top 20.
Oh, yeah. Huh.
Two are in my top 10, I think. See, I just put all of the movies together, even the Hallmark ones, so I need to fix this. I need to fix all my lists, okay?
What was your least favorite of the ones we
all of about? All of them, yeah, that I've seen so far? Christmas Coupon.
Yeah, that one was rough.
Really? And then a close second, Christmas Cupcakes. That thing bugged me.
Yeah, that one wasn't the best. Yeah. Those are in my bottom. My least favorite was Black Christmas. It was garbage. And then Christmas Stars. I just really disliked that movie. I thought it was so boring. And I'd rather watch something that's flawed, that at least isn't super boring. And that also, I just found her character to be so irritating that it wasn't for me. It wasn't my favorite.
So I have a question. For our off-network top 10, when we do make it, are we allowed to put movies that were on in theaters, or is that something we shouldn't include?
Well, last year I didn't include it, but we can decide, because I only have one.
I have one also.
Because I have Little Women in my top 10.
Yeah, I have Last Christmas in my top 10, so.
Really? Oh, yeah. I didn't like Last Christmas at all. I have Last Christmas pretty low. It wasn't my favorite. But it's a movie that totally depends on if you buy the twist, and I hated the twist. So that will be fun to talk about. It's up to...
We're giving you a little sneak peek of next week, I guess.
I mean, I feel like it's not really a fair fight, which is why I wouldn't include it.
Okay. So, well, I mean, I have eight movies before the movie, like the only Christmas movie I saw in theaters, so.
Mm-hmm. Well, yeah. So let's not include features in our ranking. Okay. But so if we're not including features, then I actually have... six Lifetime movies in my top 10.
Jeez.
Yep. So it'd be pretty fun. Anyway, yeah. So let us know if you got to see any of these eight movies, what you thought, if you think we're crazy, if you think we're too nice. Either way, let us know in the comments section or on Twitter. We'd love to hear your thoughts. And thanks so much for sticking with us this holiday season through all this. I know we've had a lot of content, but we sure appreciated every single person who's listened to any of these off-network episodes. We really appreciate it, and we've had a good time doing it. And thanks to Colleen and Lisa for helping us out, too, so that Amy could be a good student.
I'm doing good right now. I took five classes. I have two B's and two A's so far, so we'll see on that fifth one.
Yeah.
doing good.
That's awesome. Well, it's been fun, and let's be ready for the upcoming year with some 2020. Some good off-network episodes as well.
Yeah, and I want to make sure you guys, if there is something off of Hallmark Network that you guys want to see us review, please tweet us, comment on Facebook. If you're a patron, let us know through Patreon. Like, let us know some off-network that you want to see us review. I already have a list starting because we have things like the To All the Boys sequel and stuff like that coming out soon on Netflix. So if there's something off-network, even if it's on some random off-the-wall channel or something, let us know, and we will try our best to put it into an off-network episode in the future.
Yeah, definitely. Please do. And thanks so much, Amy. This has been so much fun. And one last time, let's say Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas.
And make sure you are following the podcast at Hallmarkies Pod, Hallmarkies Podcast, all of our social media, iTunes, YouTube. And if you're listening on iTunes, please leave us your ratings and reviews. And if you are listening on YouTube, please give us a thumbs up and subscribe to the channel. And Amy, where can people find you?
You can find me on YouTube, Instagram, and Twitter at It's Amy Craig.
Great. And you can find me at Rachel's Reviews, all of our social media, iTunes, YouTube, and everywhere else. So make sure to check that out. And consider becoming a patron. We have a lot of fun. We do giveaways and exclusives. And so make sure to check that out. We also have our merch store with lots of fun designs and ideas. So check that out and link in the description. And thanks again, you guys. And Merry late Christmas and Happy New Year.
Bye.
Bye.